With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Some people have called in recently complaining about weird bumps or abnormal growths in your trees, concerned that it might be a fungus. In all of these cases, these bumps have actually been galls. Depending on the species of insect, these galls will form on the blade, at the bud, or on the branch. Yes, that's right. Galls are actually signs that an insect species has taken up residence in your tree. The insect could be a wasp, a gnat, or a midge, depending on the species of tree. One of the most common galls that you will find in our area is the oak apple gall. The gall is about the size of a golf ball and forms when a wasp lays its eggs in the buds of oak trees. A chemical is released that causes excessive cell division, forming the gall that the eggs will nest in and the larva will feed in. The gall will remain, and oak limbs with many galls can be weighed down. While this can cause minimal limb breakage, galls are largely cosmetic and will not impact the long-term health of the tree, especially if the gall only forms on the leaf. One example of a leaf gall is the hackberry nipple gall. Much like other galls, the insect develops inside the gall and then emerges as an adult. Most insects that form these galls will be minor nuisances but not major problems. The aforementioned oak gall wasp is solitary and avoids humans, while hackberry gnats will not form colonies. That, combined with the minimal damage to the trees, means that you won't need any control methods and can instead use the galls as a conversation starter with curious visitors. Galls are just one form of foliar problem that affects trees. The word foliar means relating to leaves. Often, pests that attack the leaves will only affect the leaves and not any other part of the plant. If this affliction is severe enough, it can cause leaf drop, which causes problems in two ways. It depletes the energy of the plant and can trick gardeners into thinking the plant is dead. The plant needs leaves for photosynthesis, and without the leaves, it can't produce new energy. Sugars in plant cells can be broken down as an emergency energy source, so one or two defoliations won't hurt most plants. However, it is important to control any recurring diseases like anthracnose in sycamores or fire blight in pears so that the trees don't begin a death spiral. Defoliation also potentially tricks the gardener into thinking part or all of the plant is dead. This is especially common if the defoliation happens late enough in the growing season for the plant to prematurely enter dormancy. The plant could be unnecessarily pruned or even removed if there is no sign of leaves. One easy way to check the health of defoliated plants is to flex test outer branches or twigs. If the twig flexes, that part of the plant is still getting water and nutrients and the leaves are the only issue. If the twig snaps in the flex attempt, then that part of the plant has been cut off from water and nutrients and would likely need to be pruned back. The most accurate way to assess any damage is to wait and see what leafs out again in the following growing season. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.